Okay, good evening, Chevra. Good to see you. Thanks for stopping in on time. Beautiful. All right, in the next 25 minutes or so, we want to learn for the Refuah Shelema of Rabbi Greenberg. We're all learning and davening for him, Rav Alter Shmuel ben Chavaleya, as well as the Refuah Shelema of the chief rabbi. You might as well say chief rabbi of the world, right? Because all of us, learn from his wisdom, on a weekly or even daily basis on so many levels. The former chief rabbi, Lord Jonathan Sachs, Rabbi Yaakov Tzvi ben Liba. So let us get into it. I will share a screen, and away we go. So Parshas Noach. We're going to see a very one of my favorite pieces in the Kli Yakar, it's about the rainbow. Okay, so we're going to skip all the bad stuff. We've seen enough bad stuff. We felt enough bad stuff. We've had a mabul of pandemic. If rain is just an epidemic, a mabul is a pandemic. We've had enough of that. We don't need to dwell on that. Let's look at the rainbow. Let's think about it. Or can we look at a rainbow? It's actually a question. Are you allowed to look at a rainbow? Brought down actually in the Shulchan Aruch, right? Halacha says based on the Gemara that you're not really supposed to point out a rainbow. You're not supposed to gaze at a rainbow. You could see it. There's a bracha. But let's see. So, right, God says, this is the sign that I set for the covenant that's going to be between me and you and every living creature for all ages to come. L'dorot olam, pretty cool, speaking to us, right? You see it in the pasuk above. V'hakimoti et briti etchem, I'm going to have my covenant with me, right? This is a really big deal. Saying what? V'lo ikarei kol basar od mimei ha-mabul, that I'll never bring another mabul. Halavai, you should have said I'll never bring a pandemic, but that happened. I'll never bring a mabul to the world. V'lo ye'od mabul ha-shacheda aretz, there'll never be a flood to destroy the world. And this is it. V'lo yomer Elohim zod od ha-brit. This is what it is. At Kashti, Natati Be'anan, I put my keshet, my bow in the clouds. Vaitala Ot Brit, and it'll be a sign for the covenant, a sign of the covenant. Beini uveina aretz, between me and the earth, right? That I won't hurt the earth anymore. Vehaya Be'anani Anan al ha'aretz, when I bring clouds over the earth. Vinirata keshet Be'anan, and the bow appears in the clouds, right? We know it comes with rain. That's what it's talking about, right? It comes with rain. It comes after the rain, as we know, right? The clouds come, and then, that's sort of, we know the physics behind it, and it appears with mist, with water, and you see the spectrum of light and colors, etc. And God says, I'll remember my covenant, v'zacharti et briti, asher beini uveinechem, then I'll remember it. And that thing I made between all of you and all living flesh, etc., etc. It really repeats it. The Torah does this when it really wants to emphasize something. Like, take note. This is a big deal, and I find it to be a big deal, right? That's why it says, this is my covenant, and it repeats it and repeats it and repeats it, saying, like, pay attention. Okay. So says the Kli Yakar, V'haya be'anani anan al ha'aretz. V'nirata ha-keshet be'anan. So, be'inyan ha-keshet rabu ha-deos. Kli Yakar says, this keshet thing, this rainbow thing, it's not so pashut. There are many different opinions as to how to understand this. V'nistapku, excuse me, we lost it. Sorry, one sec. I'm just going to go back. Gonna pull it up so we could see it clearer. Commentary. So we will see it in the front and center. This is chapter 9, 14. There we go. Okay, so Rabbu Adeh, v'nistapku bo mefarshim shleimim v'chein rabim. And many people are debate this, aren't sure what's going on over here. What's he referring to? Mefarshim shleimim v'chein rabim. Many, many people. Ki lefum riata. Because if we're really looking at this and we're trying to understand it, mashma she'akeshet nichadesh ata. Umore al habrida chadasha she'achar karat Hashem in kocher. Sorry, karat Hashem in kochai. If we're reading these psukim, these verses, they seem to imply that a keshet, a rainbow, is a new creation, right? But a keshet, a rainbow, is not a new creation. We know a rainbow. We know what a rainbow is. Like that. This is something new. And I was like, okay, good. The mabul's done. Look, check that out. You're going to see a rainbow for the first time in the sky. Ve'inenu ara'ot she'akeshet davar TV. And our eyes see, we know that the rainbow is something natural. It's part of the physics of the universe. Nolad min hashemesh kishetake ba'avir alach, right? It comes from when the sun refracts its light off of condensation of air, you know, air that's, moist air, moisture in the air. Umaharia piresh, the maria is the abarbanel. Shagam kodim ze haya keshet yotzei minitzotzei hashemesh ach shelo haya nir'eh labriyot klal lo ba'ananim v'lo ba'avir. Okay? The Abarnel says that, yes, the rainbow existed. It was always there, but it actually wasn't seen to the human eye because kimitchilat abriya hayu ha'edim olim min ha'aretz shmeinim v'gasim me'od l'chozek ha'aretz. Because initially, and he quotes a pasuk in the creation story, in the second chapter, second parak, the Eid Ya'aleh min ha'aretz v'ishkar p'nei adamah. It says that a thick cloud of moisture would come up, rise from the ground, right? This is like, you know, science of like, you know, that we learned when we were in elementary school. But a thick cloud came up from the land, right? And it saturated the ground. But what he's saying, according to the Abarbanel, is that thick cloud actually was there the whole time. So, I don't know, think London. I've never been to London, right? But think London, right? Think just a heavy, dense fog on the earth, right? In the earth's atmosphere, initially. So that you couldn't see, perhaps you couldn't even see blue, I don't know, but that you couldn't see the rainbow. It was all like a very, a thick cloud of fog. You know, my father is from London. He was born in London in 1944 during the bombings of London, whatever. It's a whole other story, but very interesting that he's born in 1944. And when I was growing up, I'd be sitting at the table with my dad, and he was drinking tea. And I noticed he would put milk in his tea. I'd never seen anyone else put milk in your tea. So I said, Dad, why are you putting milk in your tea? So he said, because I'm from England. I said, but Dad, so what? So he said, well, everyone knows it's foggy in England. In London. So I say, I make my tea foggy, right? Or well, whatever. He's from Chicago also, so he would say foggy. And so it's like kind of a mixed accent. Anyways, right? So it's very foggy. There's this big, you know, the atmosphere wasn't what it is now. And Shafilu Eid Echad Levada Olemina Aratayabo Kide Lashkot Et Kol Ha'adama. You had, you know, this one giant cloud, I'm just going to make the font bigger, that would go ahead and really, saturate all of the land. Ulagodel ribu yamai mahem shaba avir lo yicholin nitzotei hashemesh la'avor ba. So the UV rays, the sun, whatever, couldn't get through. Right, there was this dense atmospheric cloud that would block even the sun. Ach lo yamitrashem akeshet lo ba'ananim v'lo ba'avir Sibat HaMabul. Right? Overcast all the time. The sun didn't get through. There's no light to refract to cause a rainbow to be seen. Zehu. Okay? And that's how the Mabul happened. Why a Mabul? Rotzaloma Ribuy Amayim Shebetocha Adim. It was all of the water, right, that was in these thick, moist clouds. It just sort of dropped. Ubarachme Hashem Yisbarach Achar HaMabul. And so that explains why God destroys the world through a Mabul. It was basically encased in water, right? The upper waters, lower waters, that kind of thing. Ubarachme Hashem Yisbarach Achar HaMabul. So, and in God's infinite mercy, after the flood, Himita Ta'adim And now, what happened? God, after he brings the flood, he creates the atmosphere as we know it, and the sky as we know it, and doesn't have this dense, intense, cloud of fog. You can see the sunlight through the atmosphere. One of the things that he's alluding to here also is the Torah, and you could read through it over the week and into Shabbos, talks about after the Mabul, talks about how now there will be seasons, how before there weren't seasons, now there will be seasons, there'll be summer and winter and so on. Again, the idea being that the world was different before the flood. What do we call it? The antediluvian world, right? Was a different kind of world, right? As literally just the universe itself, and things changed after the Mabul. The Aznirata Keshe Be'anan Labriot. And now you could see the rainbow. This is based on this Abarbanel. Vizelahem Laot Al Miud Hamayim Ba'avir Ba'ofen Shelo Yavo Al Yadam Od Mabul Shachei Kol Basar. And this was the sign. This is why the rainbow is a good sign that God's not going to destroy the world anymore. Basically saying, look, this means that I had to destroy the world. It's almost like, you were living under this thick cloud of gloom and potential destruction, right? Which happened when all the water came crashing down and the Mabul and the flood and the rains and all of that. Well, now you don't see this cloud. Now you could see a rainbow. You could see the sky. Look, it's not going to happen anymore, right? I changed. The world is different. I changed it. Peru, okay, Kamo Eritia, okay, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. And the Ramban says similarly, not as similar, but I'll explain in a minute the Ramban. The Ramban says that similarly, the rainbow was seen in a certain context, but not in another context. So it was seen, according to the Ramban, even before. But it was seen in the air, in the atmosphere, and it wasn't seen in a cloud. And now it will be seen in a cloud. For another time, we could learn the Ramban. But I'll tell you what the Ramban says in a nutshell. The Ramban says differently than the Kliyak. Kliyak are saying the rainbow was there, but it was never seen, right? Meaning, he's like, I can't argue the physics of it, right? But I could tell you that the world was different before. Again, you could argue that as well. But there definitely is proof in the Torah to that the world operates differently now, right? Where certain things changed. You're allowed, humanity is allowed to eat livestock, animals before he couldn't. Like, again, things are different. Things are different. People don't live as long as they did even before. Right? They're still living a long time according to the Torah. Again, not for this shear. And if you have some good answers for me, I'm all ears, on a different time. But the Ramban says, no, you saw the rainbow even before. But what's a brit? What's an oat brit? An oat brit is something, you make a covenant based on something that you already know. And you say, oh yeah, by the way, you know that rainbow? Remember you see a rainbow, whatever, it would, around the time when it would rain or whatever? Well, now Noach, that rainbow, and it's so beautiful, that's going to represent for you, for all time, that's going to be an oat, a sign, and a brit, right? That sign will be a brit. That sign will be a covenant of, a reminder that I'm not going to destroy the world anymore. Meaning, it existed before the Mabul, and they saw it before the Mabul, but God said at this point, it's beautiful, it's representative of, this covenant, I'm going to use that. That's what I'm going to use. An example he gives is like a brit milah, right? A brit milah is also an oath brit, right? It exists, right? As something, right? That part of a male anatomy is always there, right? And but once the circumcision happens, okay, good. Yeah, the circumcision is going to happen, and that's going to be, I'm going to use that as the sign of the covenant, right? It's there. It was always there. But now we're going to use that as the covenant, as the promise that I won't destroy the world. Now, this is very nice, very beautiful, great. But it doesn't end here. The kasha. Al pirushami masha amar Rabbi Seinu Zal. But there's a big problem. Shebiyamei Reb Shimon ben Yochai, the Gemara, the Yushalmi in Brachos, and the Gemara, the Bavli in Ksubos, right here, says that in the time of Reb Shimon bar Yochai, Reb Yeshua ben Levi, lo nira keshes, that in the time of these great rabbis, a rainbow was never seen in the heavens. Bim Kain. Well, how could that be? Chazara avir lekadmuto? Could it be that the world changed back to what it was, you know, the antediluvian world? Like the God promised he wouldn't change the atmosphere. Could that be? Like, how's that possible? The achar motam, and after they died, chazar liyot zach v'dach k'berishona. But then after they died, they did see rainbows. So, ve'iluhem dvarim zarim, eitzel ha-seichel. The kliyakar beautifully, right? This is strange. This is weird. Who could think of such a thing? L'kablam she'ishtaneh ha'avir v'kamazmani. What? That the atmosphere of the world is going to fundamentally change, you know, during their lifetimes and then change back after their lifetimes? What are you talking about? That can't be. That doesn't make any sense. V'akarov elai lomar beheter safek zeh. And it seems to me, it's close to me, I think, here's how we can answer this, how we can untie this knot. Heter, in the word to untie, lahatir, this confusing thing. Lefi she'amru she'v'yemei chasidim ha'elu lo nira keshes. Why did they say that in the time of these great rabbis, the rainbow wasn't seen? V'lo amru she'lo haya keshek klal. It doesn't say that there wasn't a rainbow. It says, lo nir'eh hakeshet. The rainbow wasn't seen. It doesn't say, lo haya keshet at all. It doesn't say a rainbow wasn't there. Elavadai haya keshet. He says, no, of course there was a rainbow. That's the natural order of things. That's the way our world works, especially now. V'lo nir'eh, why wasn't it seen? Because people weren't looking for it. They didn't endeavor to find it, to see it. Therefore, or al korchacha, against your will, it wasn't seen. Why would you look to see, to look for a rainbow? What does the rainbow represent for you? What is it? If things are going badly, right? You want to look at the rainbow as a what? It's like almost like an insurance policy. Well, let me go and make sure. I'll go into my safe deposit box. Let me make sure I still have that insurance policy. I'm worried. We're looking for the rainbow because we're worried. He says, "Ki chol dor vador shayu rei min apuranos." For every generation that was scared, they were afraid of what troubles, what, you know, calamities may befall them, merat yoshveba, because of the evils and the ills of their society, kisart silam, and they felt like God's protection has been removed from them. V'lo ayu bedor tzadikim she'aginu aleim. They weren't in a. There weren't in their generation. They didn't feel like they had the protectors, right? That we call tzadikim, right? The righteous that would guard over us. Right, we know even Sodom va'Amora, right? Next week's parsha, Parshas Lech Lecha, even right the story of Sodom. That's in Vayera. I apologize. Abraham was able to save this terrible, locale of cities that we know is horrific, horrible. But even if they just had, right, just give me 50 tzaddikim, give me 45, give me 40, even 10 tzaddikim for everyone, it would be enough. Right? But you need something. You need people to, give you that sense that you feel good. You feel like God is on your side. You feel like you have someone directing the train, so to speak, and bringing, you know, the Torah of God, the faith of God into this world. Be'otan doro talue neim be'od hakeshet. So when you didn't have that, they looked for the rainbow. They didn't have the people, so at least they needed that sign to keep them, you know, from getting overcome with their anxieties. They would look around. Oh my God, things are getting so bad, right? Things are getting, look outside. We could look outside in our own society and we're like, oh my God, things are looking so bad. Let's look for a rainbow. You know what? Baruch Hashem, we have amazing, amazing people like a Rabbi Jonathan Sachs. We have a Rabbi Greenberg who should, sheyichyu l'chaim tovim va'aruchim, who should live to long lives. Im lo nishtanu ha'adim v'chetam lachzor l'chamot shahayu kodem amabul. And so they're constantly, these people, if you're living in a terrible, corrupt society, and you have no leaders, you have no tzaddikim, there's no one righteous to turn, you know, to sort of rely on, right? To bring, make sure that God's like grace and his mercy is with you, then you're constantly looking, oh my God, I need to find a rainbow, right? Live toach ala ot. Because you're worried, you need that assurance that God Shaloyavi Puranas Lolam, that God's not going to bring troubles into the world. Aval hachasidim halalu Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. But these great rabbis, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, right? We know the amazing stories about, and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Shayim Aginim al Bnei Doram, who were the protective forces of their generations through their Torah, through their teaching, through their Ehrlichkeit, their ethics, their morality, their principles. Acha kol abriyra yusmuchim al kocham shel zekeinim elu. They looked to them, and they didn't need assurance from God. They had assurance from them because when they know that God is with them, right? They're not looking for a rainbow to remind them that God is with them. They themselves are reminding them that God is with them. Shezechusam yamod lahem lahagin ba'adam. Okay. Lo yutzrichim listakel achar keshes. Therefore, they didn't need to look for a rainbow. Ki ayu betuchim shelo yishtana aleim. Because they had the people themselves. They could rest assured that God wasn't going to change the covenant. It wasn't going to, you know, abrogate things. Asher karas Hashem l'chol basar achar amabul. They're good. Therefore, that's why it says that in their generation, right? Look at the language again. That in their generation, lo nira hakeshet. Not that there wasn't a rainbow. The rainbow wasn't seen. It wasn't needed to be seen to give them that insurance policy that God wasn't going to bring a flood. Because they were good. No matter how bad things got, they knew they had good leadership. And the righteous people to look out for them and to protect them, especially, and be their advocates to Hashem. And this brings us now to the next piece. It's also a Mishnah in Chagiga. He says, "V'ulayshu al derech amruseinu zal kol mistaka b'keshes eno chasal kvod kono." There's a Mishnah in Chagiga, or a Gemara in Chagiga. It says if you gaze at a rainbow, remember I said earlier that literally, halachically, you're not supposed to stare at a rainbow, right? If you see it, you see it. You say a bracha. You're not supposed to stare at it, right? If you stare at it, it's as if you don't care about the respect for God. You don't care about respect for God by if you stare at a rainbow? What the heck, right? Who doesn't love rainbows? Kivachol dor vador rabim hema ameha aretz. She'enam chasim al kvod konam u'mistaklim mikeshes. Because in every generation, you have a lot of people that actually, they don't respect anyone. They don't respect God. They don't respect people. They don't respect humanity. But what do? They look for a sign. Give me a sign, Rabbi. Give me a sign. U'mistaklim mikeshes. And they look at the rainbow. They say, oh, I'm good. Rainbow promise. I have the rainbow promise. Hashem promised he's not going to do anything. We could be horrible. We could do whatever we want. But as long as I have that sign in there, I'm good. I'm good. It's literally, it's missing the forest from the trees. Right? The idea is Hashem, that sign is not supposed to say, you know, here, you have license to do whatever you want and just look for it in Hashem and you know, have that reassurance that you're going to be okay. No. The sign is meant to tell us God loves you. God trusts you. God believes in you. In fact, in a great book, Rabbi Jonathan Sacks, his latest book, it's called Judaism's Life-Changing Ideas. The first of the life-changing ideas that he has, it goes through the weekly parshios, gives you like sort of literally just like a beautiful essay, and then like one life-changing idea comes out of it. What is it? It's God's faith in us. That's what he says, the first one, Bereshit. He said, Bereshit is not about, the Genesis story is not about God, about us believing in God, but God believing in us, right? And that's the problem, right? Yeah, you have a keshet, you have the rainbow. God says, I love you, I'm here, I'm good. Not, yeah, you could do whatever the heck you want and just believe in the rainbow. That's ridiculous. Chutz b'yimei tzadikim ha'elu. Right? Except in the generation where you have great leadership, you don't need to look for the rainbow, as we said, right? You're good. You have them. You have these people who inspire you, right? Therefore, the rainbow wasn't there. Why? They didn't need to look for it. They didn't need to look for it. Because of Kvodka, because they respected God, because they had faith in God, because they cared about society, about humanity, about their fellow man and woman. Even though the rainbow is there with us in every generation, right? Nature doesn't change. And this is a beautiful idea. Now, nature doesn't change, right? It's beautiful, I think, that he closes this way because, you know, the nature of the planet, right, of the world doesn't change, right, after the Mabul. So that's there. But you know what else doesn't change? Human nature doesn't change. And human nature, right, it's like this is one of the beauties of Torah in general, is that it's literally a manual for understanding the human condition. And the human condition is such that, you know, we'd rather point to a rainbow and say, oh, good, that rainbow's there. Good, I could do whatever the heck I want. As opposed to recognizing that we as people, we can all, yes, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Rabbi Shimon Levi, they were amazing. They're, you know, Yosei Min HaKlal, right? Exceptional human beings. Rabbi Greenberg, Rabbi Sacks, exceptional Torah Jews, 100%. But guess what? All of us can be exceptional. All of us have the ability, the wherewithal, the power, right, to be exceptional, right? And that's the teva, that's lo yishtana. I think we all have it within us to literally walk around and not have to look for a rainbow. And not be, as they say, right, what's the saying? Chasing rainbow. Not to be chasing rainbows, right? But to be chasing fulfillment, to be chasing meaning, to be chasing, you know, a better soul, a better world, a better society, a better community, a better family. We can all do that. All of that. It's within our power. All we need to do is recognize it. And if we do, then we are living up to the covenant that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that God makes with us. Yes, I won't destroy the world. You know what? I may bring a pandemic. But you know what? That doesn't change what you're capable of doing yourself, of really bringing amazing things into this world. And literally, and I gave a drasha on this once, and again, I'll just end with this another time. The sky is the limit, we believe. You know why a rainbow? Another reason why a rainbow is not considered a positive? Because a rainbow reflects, right, that it goes, you know, up and then it goes down. It, like, we're stuck here in our space, right? But what's the real symbol for a Jew? The real symbol is not to look for a rainbow.
The real symbol is a ladder. Jacob's ladder, right? That started here. Rainbow starts here, goes up, and then goes back down, right? It's tethered to the ground. Jacob's ladder, the Sulam Yaakov, is tethered to the ground. Sulam Utzavarza, Birosha Magia Hashemayim. But the ladder extends all the way up to heaven. That's the way we need to think about our lives. Truly, 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 the sky is the limit. Thank you, everyone, for learning with me. It really is it's an absolute pleasure. Have a good week, a good Chodesh, and a good Shabbos.